The boomer generation is massive, with nearly 79 million people at the peak of their population in the late 1990s, according to the Pew Research Center. But as boomers continue to age, they present a big challenge for the American housing market. What will happen when the tens of millions of homes they will eventually vacate hit the market? Laura Cusisto is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal who recently traveled across the U.S. to answer that question. She spoke with Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez about it yesterday.
Your story calls this a tidal wave. Can you tell us about this big change that's coming in the housing market?
Yes, actually. So yeah, the economists that I worked with on the story like to call this the silver tsunami, which I really liked. and essentially, you know, he and I got interested in this question of the baby boomers are a huge generation, much larger than the generations that have come really before or immediately after them. And so what's it going to mean as they start to either pass away or move in with children or into assisted living, but move out of the housing market? What does that mean for the kind of long-term health of the housing market? And really what we found is this is going to be a challenge sort of similar in scale to the huge housing boom that we saw in the mid-2000s.
And you mentioned the size of the boomer generation. This is normal churn that happens in the housing market, but it's just that the boomers are such a big generation.
Yes, exactly. So it goes without saying that people are born, people die, people age out of the housing market. That's always happened. But it's really the scale at which this is happening is what's interesting here. So we're talking about 21 million homes to be released over the next 20 years. And that is significantly more than we've ever experienced before, and a new kind of challenge for the market.
And so what do people who are watching this closely, who are watching the housing market, think will be the effect of this surge in homes on the housing market?
So one of the things that was really interesting to me, because I've been writing over and over again about this idea of a housing shortage, and we do have a housing shortage in this country. We're not building enough new homes. It's difficult for millennials to find a home. It's difficult for them to afford a home. And so you might think, this is great. This is a solution to this problem. But what I found as I dug into the data and traveled around the country and talked to economists is that the places, the type of housing and the places where the housing is going to become available are not the right fit for these younger people who are looking for homes. So it's going to be homes in special 55-plus kind of retirement paradise communities in places like Arizona and Florida, you know, that are great places to go, you know, play pickleball if you're 65 or 70, but not to raise a family so much. Or they're kind of McMansions in the suburbs, homes that millennials really just can't afford, or places in the Rust Belt where, you know, home prices are actually pretty affordable, but there's not the same kind of growing, vibrant job market. So that's, I think, what's going to be really interesting is this mismatch between what's going to become available and what people actually really need.
And do we know, based on some of the projections, where in the country will be some of the places to be hit the hardest?
Yeah, so I kind of thought about this in three categories. And the really biggest category to be hit is these Sunbelt retirement communities. So I profiled the place that was going to be the hardest hit, that's predicted to be the hardest hit, is a place called Sun City in just outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And that is one of these, like, retirement paradises. It's actually kind of the original retirement community. And it's been hugely popular. But they're going to face a sort of interesting challenge as there may not be as much demand. So that's kind of one category. The second category that we looked at was sort of aging communities more in the middle of the country. So cities that have aging populations, places like St. Louis, Cleveland, where, you know, younger people are not necessarily staying or moving in, but you've got older people who are going to age out. And then the third were these sort of little mini pockets, these little like sort of naturally occurring retirement communities. So places like the Upper East Side in New York City, Berkeley, outside of San Francisco. These are places that are just sort of tiny pockets of kind of gray-haired residents. And they could fare much better because there's lots of demand in these places. They're very expensive. There's not enough housing. And so they may not be the hippest places to live for a 30-something couple, but people will probably, if homes are affordable enough, will probably still snap them up.
Well, I want to zoom in a little bit on the first category that you mentioned, those senior living communities. You mentioned that you visited one in Arizona. I believe it's called Sun City. Can you tell us what it was like there?
Yeah, you know, surreal is sort of the answer. I mean, so if you look at it from the sky, it's actually laid out to look like a sun, but kind of looks like a UFO landing pad. And it was truly like it was this brand new novel idea when it was built around 1960. It was this brand new novel idea to have a community just for people older than 55, just for people to come and retire in. There are no schools. You don't see any children running around. You don't see any playground. It's just they're playgrounds for older people. There's pools and bocce ball and stained glass making and everything you could kind of imagine wanting to occupy your time with once you retire. They're just not designed for younger families. The homes are all little kind of two-bedroom, or pretty much all little two-bedroom bungalows, which are perfect for a retired couple, but not big enough for your sort of typical family. I was actually surprised. I really liked it. Like, people really seemed energized, actually, by having all these activities. You don't need a car. You can use a golf cart. it'll be interesting to see if it stays as vibrant over the next 10, 20 years as it is at the moment.
We're talking to Laura Cusisto, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and we're talking to her about the story she had on the wave of homes currently occupied by boomers that are expected to hit the market in the next decade. Laura, what are the developers who work on these big senior living communities? What are they doing to try to head off some of these changes?
Yeah, so that was one of the most interesting anecdotes I came across as I was working on this, which was Toll Brothers, which is a really major high-end developer in the U.S., and they were working on a new, brand-new, newly-built community not very far from Sun City. And they initially thought that they would make it a 55-plus community, which has now become a very kind of popular model. And they looked at the demographics, and they looked at what is coming and said, we actually think it doesn't make sense to restrict ourselves to this age group. It might be a good short-term bet, but we actually worry about the long-term health of the community. And, you know, and actually sort of as the guy interviewed said, even just aside from those demographics, it's just like, do you really want to, like, move into a community where everyone's, like, toting around an oxygen tank? They feel like people's preferences are changing. People want to live in more kind of diverse communities. So what they did is they changed the model for the community, and certainly it will have amenities for people who are older, but it won't just be restricted to them. They're also going to build, you know, four-bedroom homes and aim them at families, and they're advertising. You can kind of see it shows a lot of baby boomers, but not all baby boomers. And so I think they're really trying to go after this diversity so that community can kind of change and shift as the demographics in the country change and shift.
Laura, I think that we've all maybe either visited a grandparent at a place like this or seen one of these senior living communities in pop culture. I wonder what you think about the future of retirement communities as a model. Do you think that they'll continue, or will they kind of be a hallmark of the boomer era?
Yeah, so this is a very interesting question. And there are two ways that I think about it. And the first is this question about not leaving aside for a second people's preferences, but just looking at the financial health of the people who are coming behind the baby boomers, looking at the financial health of the Gen Xers and the millennials, it's just not clear that they're going to be able to retire in the same way that their parents and grandparents did. They generally have much higher levels of debt, including student debt. They're less likely to own a home. They're less likely to have savings. They're less likely to have a sort of steady job that comes with a good pension or a good 401k. And so I think the idea that at, 60, you're going to be able to just, close up shop, get your retirement watch, move to Sun City and live in paradise for the last 20 years of your life, that just doesn't, I think, exist in the same way for the generation that's coming after the boomers. I think they're probably going to be working longer, probably going to just be staying in their existing homes, paying off their mortgages longer. And then there's a different question, which is preference. Like, what would they do if they could choose? And that's just going to be really interesting. That's really hard to predict because people's preferences shift as they get older. But certainly based on what we see now, both Gen X and millennials seem more inclined to want to live in cities, to want to live in walkable communities, to want to live kind of in places with like a mix and a diversity of people. So that might change as time goes on. But based on what we're kind of seeing now, there's also just a question about whether they'll want to move to these like sort of suburban paradise retirement communities. And that's going to just be very fun to watch.
Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Laura Cusisto, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. She spoke with Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez about a tidal wave of homes owned by baby boomers. Those homes will be hitting the market over the next decade.